KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And taking a look at sports here this morning, starting off with high school basketball. We had a double dip last night for you from Elkhorn as Exira EHK hosted Cam in Rolling Valley Conference play. Turned out to be a couple of good games. The Exira EHK Spartans found themselves in an unfamiliar spot on their home floor in girls' hoops as they trailed heading into the fourth quarter. The Cam Cougars led 46-44 heading into that final period, but the Spartans rose to the challenge and outscored the Cougars 19-7 in the fourth to pull out a 63-53 win. The lead changed four times in the second half as the two teams traded blows. A key stretch that made the difference for the Spartans was with a little over 4 minutes left in the game. Spartans got a three from Ellie Schultes to take a 51-48 lead to break a tie, and they followed that then by two missed free throws from the Cougars with 4:39 left, and the Spartans connected on another three from freshman Tatum Grubbs with 4:10 left in the game to push that lead out to six. The Cougars would only get as close as four after that to close the game. It was a back-and-forth battle throughout. Spartans led 20-17 at the end of the first and maintained a three-point lead at half, 33-30. Exira EHK had a big night from their interior players. Keely Nelson finished with 23 points to lead all scorers, and Sophia Peppers dropped in 18 to go along with six rebounds for the Spartans. Spartans won their 62nd consecutive conference game and improved to 5-0 on the season. They next traveled to Peyton Sherdan on Tuesday. Head coach Tom Peterson said he was proud of the way his team responded, said they showed some guts there in that fourth quarter and fought back from a number of tough spots on the night. Said they have a long ways to go with improving their defensive effort, but was proud of the way they finished. A Cougars strong effort was led by a double-double from Madison Gettler with 21 points and 12 rebounds. Macy Tickner added 13 points for Cam as they fall to 5-2 on the year. The Cougars will host East Mills on Monday. On the boys' side, the Cam Cougars basketball team led throughout much of the game, and they held off a late charge to get a 57-53 win over Exira EHK. Cougars opened up the game with a strong first quarter, 17-9 lead. Spartans would trim that lead to 5 by the end of the first half at 28-23. It was a 7-point Cougar lead at the end of the third at 45-38. The Spartans got the game within 2 points in the final minutes, but the Cougars responded with a big play. Nick Holste blocked a tying attempt by the Spartans and got the ball to Thomas Hensley. Hensley then completed a nifty behind-the-back dribble and pass across the lane to Jacob Holste, who banked in an open shot underneath the hoop to give the Cougars their winning margin of 4 points. Hensley finished with 18 points to lead all scorers, while Nick Holste had a big line with 9 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 blocks. Holste also got his hands on a number of balls throughout the night to force turnovers and deny entry passes to the block. Cam improves to 4-2 with the win, and they will host East Mills next Monday. The Spartans were led by 15 points from Trey Nelson, who was a big factor in the rally in the second half. 13 of his points came after intermission. Spartans fall to 2-3 with the loss, and they'll travel to Peyton Sherdan on Tuesday. Other scores in high school basketball last night, starting off on the girls' side, it was in Hawkeye 10 play, Shenandoah outlasting Atlantic 40-34 at the Atlantic High School gym last night. Denison Schleswig, a 54-43 winner over Glenwood. Kemper Catholic beat Creston 63-51. Lewis Central 60-34 over Harlan. And Red Oak was a 72-36 winner over Clarinda. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was AHSTW 61-49 over Missouri Valley, Logan Magnolia 55-16 over Riverside, Trainer beat IKM Manning 62-46, Tri-Center 42-37 over Audubon, and Underwood 62-38 over Griswold. In Rolling Valley play, it was Boyer Valley over Glidden-Ralston, 57-37. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodbine, 52-43. It was, of course, our game, Exira EHK, 63-53 over Cam. Peyton-Chardin, 56-38 over West Harrison. Corner conference action, East Mills beat Heartland Christian, 55-40. Essex, 53-42 over South Page in overtime. And Fremont Mills was a 42-25 winner over Stanton. In Pride of Iowa action, it was Central Decatur beating Bedford 68-18, Martinsdale St. Mary's 48-47 over Mount Air, Nottoway Valley got by Wayne 40-35, Pleasantville 48-24 over East Union, Southwest Valley beat I-35 67-33, and Southeast Warren over Lenox 51-38. In Missouri River Conference play, it was Bishop Heelan over Thomas Jefferson 60-55. And the Bluegrass Conference, Moravia beat Orion Maxburg 64-43 and Murray 54-32 over Melcher Dallas. In boys basketball last night, in Hawkeye 10 Conference play, Atlantic beat Shenandoah on the road 64-26. Bishop Newman of Nebraska beat St. Albert 71-60. It was Clarinda beating Red Oak 61-56. Glenwood topped Denison Schleswig 72-45, Harlan over Lewis Central 52-49, and it was Kemper Catholic, a 66-49 win over Creston. In Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW beat up on Missouri Valley 83-41, Audubon 59-54 over Tri-Center, Logan Magnolia beat Riverside 72-22, Trainer over IKM Manning 57-50, and Underwood beat Griswold 56-32. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Boyer Valley over Glidden-Ralston 73-48, our game that we had for you, Cam 57-53 over Exira EHK, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodbine 55-48. Corner conference action, East Mills topped Heartland Christian 63-40. Sydney was a 68-40 winner over Clarinda Academy, and Stanton a 71-54 win over Fremont Mills. In Pride of Iowa Conference play, Bedford 69-64 over Central Decatur. I-35 beat Southwest Valley 76-71. Martinsdale St. Mary's 69-67 over Mount Air. Southeast Warren a 30-29 win over Lenox, and Wayne beat Nottoway Valley 74-62. Missouri River Conference play, Bishop Heelan topped Thomas Jefferson 62-37. And the Bluegrass Conference, it was Lamoni over Mormon Trail 76-64. Melcher Dallas beat Murray 67-65. Moravia over Orient Maxburg 70-15. Mouton Odell beat Seymour 55-51. And Ankeny Christian over Twin Cedars 90-33. That's a look at your high school basketball scoreboard there from last night. In other sporting notes, we'll have Iowa Hawkeye basketball later on here today for you as they are set to take on Drake as part of the Hy-Vee Big Four Classic over at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. That will be a noon pregame, 1 o'clock tip time. We'll have it here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Also later tonight here on KJAN, a big AFC West matchup for the Kansas City Chiefs as they play host tonight to the L.A. Chargers. That's a 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock kick there from Arrowhead. We'll have it with Mitch Holtis and the crew here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Winner of that one will have the driver's seat there in the AFC West. In other notes, in Major League Baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies have picked up a power bat through free agency as they try to pull themselves out of the National League East cellar. Two people familiar with the deal say they've worked out a 3-year, $60 million contract with first baseman Carlos Santana, pitching a physical. 31-year-old Santana hit 23 home runs and had 79 RBIs with Cleveland last year, where he spent all 8 years of his career. All-star infielder Zach Cozart has agreed to a $38 million 3-year contract with the LA Angels, with a likely shift from shortstop to third base. The Rockies have forfeited their bullpen by finalizing 3-year deals with right-hander Brian Shaw and lefty Jake McGee. Reliever Hector Rendon has agreed to a 2-year contract with the World Series champion Astros after going 18-13 with a 3.22 ERA and 77 saves. The Giants have dealt left-hander Matt Moore to the Rangers for prospects. Switch-hitting catcher Jose Lobaton and the Mets have agreed to a minor league contract. A defamation lawsuit filed by Pete Rose last year against the lawyer who got him kicked out of baseball has been dismissed. Rose contended in the suit that John Dowd defamed him in 2015 by saying on the radio that the former baseball great had raped young teen girls during spring training. Former Star Tigers pitcher Frank Larry has died at the age of 87. The two-time All-Star led the American League with 21 wins in 1956 and was known as the Yankee Killer after going 27-10 against New York from 1955 to 61. And in NFL notes, the Seattle Seahawks were the most heavily punished teams when the NFL announced their weekly fines yesterday. Seahawks offensive lineman Jermaine Afidi was fined more than $24,000 for verbal abuse of a game official, while Sheldon Richardson and Quentin Jefferson were both fined over $9,000 for unnecessary roughness penalties that got them ejected from last Sunday's loss to Jacksonville. Seahawks coach Pete Carroll was fined $10,000 for improperly going on the field during the game, as were Jaguars offensive line coach Pat Flaherty and Jags receivers coach Keenan McCardle. And also in other notes in the NHL, Tampa Bay Lightning forward Ryan Callahan has an upper body injury that will sideline him indefinitely. He was injured in the third period of Tampa Bay's 4-1 victory over Arizona on Thursday night. And the NCAA has punished the Northern Colorado men's basketball program after finding academic fraud and recruiting violations by ex-coach B.J. Hill and some of his assistants. And Kurt Busch will return to Stuart Haas Racing for the 2018 season. The reigning Daytona 500 champ will start his fifth season with Stuart Haas Racing with a new crew chief as Billy Scott takes over for Tony Gibson. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.